This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
It's another edition of Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. I'm Joe Reed, and Alan Mintzkoff is finishing his week off here. Hi, Alan.
Hi, and we are finishing, I think, with a audiobook that many people will find fascinating and interesting and very, very contemporary. I think you know that I listen to books about food and wine like some people listen to mysteries.
I know. You're my food guy.
I am there for you on this subject. I used to write for for Edible Idaho while it lasted here in Idaho. Anyway, this is Technically Food by Larisa Zimbaroff. I should say that she has taken an idea and followed it, and that is, what has the Silicon Valley wrought with cell-based food and all these imitations of food that maybe we'll be seeing more and more of in the future? What's fascinating about what she does is it's personal as well as professional. She's a reporter, and she does read her own book, but she's a pretty good narrator. I am, as you know, not the biggest fan of self-narrated books, but she is a good reporter, and she has a kind of a pleasing reading voice, and her reportorial skills are excellent.
And what does she think? I mean, she's looking at food engineering, but she's looking at things like Beyond Burger.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Not only that, she's looking at algae and all these little highways and byways, fungi and all these things from cell-based to vertical farms. So she really, you know, in her 8 or 9 or 10 chapters, looks at a lot of pieces of this, not just, you know, not just the cell-based food, not just what will replace beef, but also, you know, she herself, let me go back for a second. She begins this story because she was somebody with type 1 diabetes, and she has been paying very close attention to her diet since she was 14 years old. And she's kept this up as a reporter, and so she goes to all the meetings, all the conferences, she interviews everybody she can. And I need to add one thing. She does a very smart thing at the end of this. Unlike some writers who kind of try to pull in all the information they can and then give you their unique point of view, she lets 8 or 10 very well-known food experts give their paragraph or two point of view of what we'll be eating in 20 years. And it makes for a really strong ending. I loved it.
I'd be fascinated to see that. What a good idea.
I thought so too. And I hadn't thought about somebody doing that. And she did it very, very well.
Was Michael Pollan one of them?
Michael Pollan is mentioned throughout, and I think he was one in the end.
Yeah. I mean, because his eat food, not too much, mostly plants. It's just like, okay, I can do that. That's good. Thank you. Well, let's hear a little.
Yeah, let's do it.
Do we need anything to understand what's coming?
Atypically, I took the very first 30 seconds simply because it gave you where she got going.
Okay. This is Technically Food. It's written and read by Larisa Zimbaroff.
This book began when I asked myself, what do we gain and what do we lose by embracing a future of lab-made food? The current wave of food companies claim to be mission-driven. They want to better our world with futuristic processes. They hope to reverse climate change. They want to end animal suffering and the attendant damage to the planet from industrial agriculture. But they still want to make money.
Yeah, her voice is fine.
I think so too.
Yeah, no, she's just telling you what's going on. I like that a lot. And how were you left at the end of this?
I think Dan Barber was my favorite of the what it'll be like in 20 years. he stayed with me. Michael Pollan always stays with you because I think he's very fair-minded and real world. I remember reading his very first article in the New York Times about the cow that he invested in. I mean, he's been a fascinating character for a long, long time.
Yeah, no, I agree. I agree. Okay, that is a great way to end the week. Thank you so much, Alan.
Well, you are welcome.
That was Technically Food, written and read by Larisa Zimbaroff. And Alan, I'll talk to you next month.
Absolutely, with some great stuff. I'm listening to him now.
Good, I'm looking forward to it. Support for Behind the Mic comes from Naxos Audiobooks. As delightful a creature as ever appeared in print is how Jane Austen described Elizabeth Bennet, the hero of her novel Pride and Prejudice. And indeed, many of us could not fail to agree with her. This marvelous account of family life in Regency England is read with customary panache by Juliet Stevenson. That is Naxos Audiobooks' production of Pride and Prejudice. You can find it at naxosaudiobooks.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Sandy Henschel, and Alan Minskoff are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads 4-Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.